Inflation's at a 40-year high, the market's feeling shaky, and we're just coming out of one of the biggest health scares of our lifetime. But let me share some good news. I'm Chris Herrlein, wealth manager and host of Wealth Radio on News Radio KLBJ. The successful families we work with at REAP Financial are still able to set their retirement dates with a high degree of confidence that they'll succeed. Want to know why they're so confident? Get your hands on our retirement planning checklist now. Just drop me an email, chris@wealthradio.com, and put checklist in the subject line. That's chris@wealthradio.com.
Hello, Melinda. How are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Just looking at day two. So it continues.
It continues. I'm dry now. I was wet this morning. I got out to the golf course at 8:15, and it was raining.
Sprinkled on?
It got sprinkled on. More sprinkled over there at Hancock. It was raining a bit over there.
Well, the protesters are back.
They're back.
Right now,
yeah.
At UT. And the 57 who were arrested yesterday have had all of their charges dropped by Travis County Attorney Delia Garza.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that those charges were all criminal trespass charges that have been dropped. She says that they looked closely at these cases to see, and they just didn't see that there was any probable cause to arrest these protesters.
Well, I believe, and I'm not 100%, but I'm about 99%. Sure of this, UT said and warned the students, this is an unauthorized protest. You would be trespassing. You will be charged. So that was from UT on their own grounds. They're part of their 40 acres. I think this is par for the course for our county attorney. Very liberal, very understanding of the students, and no charges. And it's awfully quick, though, because I saw a video of some of the students getting out earlier today. That's awfully quick examining all 57 charges and everything. That just seems like...
She worked hard overnight looking at each case, making sure that there was nothing to go forward with. But criminal trespass, this is the university saying, we're telling you where you're not allowed.
Right.
And you went on that property. How is that not probable cause for an arrest?
And UT even sent a letter... Yeah. In advance, notifying them, you're an outside group, you are not permitted to do this.
Yeah, it's such the irony of this, of all, we are a very liberal Austin, and UT's liberal, but the leadership of UT with the regents and the governor, very, very conservative. And
yeah.
I think there's two different things at work. There's the governor and the regents versus the very liberal judicial system here in Austin.
Guess who's out there right now riling out the crowds?
Austin City Council?
Former Austin City Council member Greg Cassar.
Gregorio's there. Greg Cassar from
U.S.
Congress.
We should have known. Well, Ed mentioned UT, and yes, the letter UT sent in advance says the University of Texas at Austin will not allow this campus to be taken and protesters to derail our mission in ways that groups affiliated with your national organization have accomplished elsewhere. Be advised you're not permitted to hold your event on UT property.
Yeah, there's a sense of naivety, I believe, with a lot of the UT students, because I heard and read on social media some UT students were very, very outraged because they said, we wanted to go protest the killing of innocents in Palestine, and we weren't allowed to do this, and it was a Gestapo-like tactic with the stormtroopers, yada-da-da-da-da. But I didn't engage any on social media, but I would like to tell those people, yes, you can go protest, and nobody wants to see innocents killed. Nobody wants to see that. But this group is aligned, and they've said this, our comrades at Columbia,
yes,
our comrades, and these are the same people, their comrades at Columbia, in Rutgers, and Yale, saying, death to Israel, death to the Jews. If you align with this group, even though, and it's terrible about the innocents lost, but you align with this group, you're aligning with a group who wants to push Israel into the sea and do away with Israel and kill Israelis. So there's a lot of naivety going on the UT campus.
Well, and it's no coincidence that this is popping up during a Jewish holiday time of Passover.
Yes.
The Daily Texan says one UT student, psychology senior by the name of Jenna, who didn't want her last name given, said we wanted to have study sessions and educational activities, but police escalated things to the point where we were always surrounded.
You know, I would like to call Bravo Sierra on that. Study sessions, and I know they were going to do an art display too, Mark. They had already put up tents there around the tower, as they did around the Columbia campus. They were prepared to be there for a while. But don't give me this. In the week, you know, finals are a few days away, you're going to have study sessions outside in that mob. No, that is that's really fairy dust kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, we're going to have study sessions. No, you were there to sit and yell and protest.
So some of them are back today at the same spot. How are there reports of DPS or police there to arrest? If not, how is this one being allowed to continue?
You know, I have the only thing that I've seen in reports as far as law enforcement is that the presence isn't as big as it was yesterday. It didn't go on to explain, yes, there is that only UT Police Department that's there? So I'm not sure who all is there today. But they are there. They were joined by pro-Israel protesters. And at one point, it was just like a big chant off trying to be heard over the other.
I the only thing I did not like, because UT had every right to call for help from the Austin police and their own UT police, and the DPS got involved. I didn't like the riot gear. That's the only thing I didn't like. You've got to take control, but I think that was a little too much. But saying that, that was the decision by law enforcement. I'm not a law enforcement officer, never been one, so I think they were probably trying to protect their own. But that's the optics didn't look really good to me yesterday. That's the only thing that I disagree with of what happened yesterday. If they had word from UT, don't do it, you're going to be arrested, you're going to be charged, and they didn't adhere to that. So
here are the numbers. We'd like to hear your thoughts at 512-836-0590. You can call, you can text to join the conversation. Yes, Ed?
I've got an update. According to KXAN, the Palestinian Solidarity Commission read a list of campus demands moments ago, including financial divestment from Israeli interests and the resignation of UT President Jay Hartzell. So, and that's when you just said Greg Kuzar joined the protest and called for a ceasefire. A ceasefire. He said, my message to the university is clear. Students and faculty are not the enemy. Students and faculty are the university, said Congressman Greg Kuzar earlier today, about less than an hour ago.
All right, 512-836-0590. You can join the discussion regarding divestment. The Wall Street Journal has a long story today saying that when you talk to the people at the universities and investment houses, divestment is not a simple, straightforward matter.
No.
It's a pretty complicated matter, according to that article.
It is, and there's a reason that the permanent university fund at the University of Texas is north of $40 billion, because they invest in everything around the world, but that is driven by, of course, oil and gas here in Texas. But that's how much Texas University of Texas has in reserve, over $40 billion.
Well, what was interesting to me are the companies that they're calling on these universities to divest from. And I would just love, Mark, you need to send me out there to ask these kids, have you divested yourself from these? Because they're talking about a Google. They're talking about an Amazon. Have you divested yourself from it? Are you using these same companies that you were sitting here demanding that the university cut ties with?
That would be a great question. And they would be, my guess is they would be absolutely stunned. They would just be dumbfounded,
what
speechless.
What do you mean if I divested from them? Why would I do that?
Yes. 512-836-0590. Vicki is with us on KLBJ. How are you today, Vicki?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Fine, Vicki. Welcome.
Well, I just wanted to tell Ed that I thought the DPS officers were magnificent. And I would have been in riot gear if I'd been there, too.
Why would you have been in riot gear?
Because, gosh, only knows, because there's outside agitators doing this. And it's just like the cops that got frozen bottles thrown on them back during the BLM riots in Austin.
I respect your opinion. I just thought, Vicki, this is my opinion, and again, I've never been in law enforcement, and I support the police. I just thought it looked a little heavy-handed, a little too much for my taste.
But do you think maybe that was the point? Hey, we're here. We're ready to do this.
And they're so serious. They were serious.
Don't try anything.
That's just me. They were serious.
Yes, they were serious, and these kids need to understand. And believe me, I was on UT in the 70s, but they need to understand you can't do everything you want to do whenever you want to do it because mommy and daddy let you.
Thank you, Vicki. Have a good day. 512-836-0590. It's 212. Mark, Melinda, and Ed.
Mark, Melinda, and Ed are on your radio at 99.7 FM or 590 AM. And you can stream the show live on your digital device via the free News Radio KLBJ app.
Thank you for joining us. It is 216. This is Rob in Southwest Austin. Hello, Rob. How are you doing?
Oh, doing good, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to touch base on these protests.
We're losing you. Rob, you're breaking up. Would you start over, please, sir, and repeat that?
Yeah, it's about the protests here. The BLM issues, no matter how much evidence to the contrary, the protests continue, and they've almost become tantrum. You know, and corporations and governments have just caved into them so much over the past several years that it's like that toddler wanting the candy bar as you're leaving Walmart, you know, and we've just been giving them the candy bars. So I'm glad to see it's time that the law enforcement starts stepping up and doing being able to do their job, you know, and understand that this type of disruptive behavior is not going to be tolerated.
So do you give a letter grade of an A to UT's leadership and to Governor Abbott?
Yeah, definitely high up there. I like the way they handled it. I mean, protesting is part of what we do, but it needs to be done in a way that's appropriate in an appropriate place and time. You know, not the most disruptive. And I think that's my biggest pet peeve with all these protests now. Instead of just standing out on the corner saying, hey, we disagree with this. No, now it's like, oh, we disrupt universities. We've got to shut down corporations for every little issue out there.
Rob, thank you. Have a good afternoon, sir. We appreciate it.
I'm wondering now, I'm seeing that they've now started a sit-in. So they're sitting down, and who knows how long. I don't know what the plan was for today. I don't know if they had one or if this was spontaneous because of yesterday. And that's what I'm wondering. Had it gone differently yesterday, would we be seeing a day two of this? What was the initial plan? And I know that I saw some flyers that were posted up all over campus, and I'm not exactly sure. It didn't say who put the flyers up, but it was reminding them of they can peacefully protest, and here's a list of things that are not tolerated: disrupting faculty from teaching, disrupting students from going to the school. So I'm imagining it was at least the university said, okay, you can put these up. But I can't help but wonder, if yesterday had gone differently, would there be a today?
If yesterday would have gone differently, I think you would still have, you would have those students camping.
They would have put up the tents.
Yeah. Oh, they put up the tents yesterday. They did put them up, and they took them down yesterday. They even had a medical tent. They had a tent with a cross, like medical deal. Yeah, they took them down. And I think if you had allowed that to happen, they would still be there today.
They would have taken over, not just left and come back.
I believe, and that's what happened. I believe at Columbia, they put the tents up, and the president sat on her hands and said, okay, let them have their tents. And it got bigger and bigger and bigger.
So the question is, today, you've got this sit-in. Are they going to try to make sure that they're dispersed by 7 o'clock like they were trying to do last night? We'll see.
You mean UT makes sure they're dispersed, or the organization that generated all this?
Oh, I don't think the organization that generated all this is going to voluntarily get out of there. I think it'll have to be what they did yesterday, where they had the UT assistant police chief come over the intercom and say, y'all have so and such time to get off.
All right, 219, we go to Kurtz in South Austin. Good afternoon, Kurtz. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes,
I just wanted to comment on Palestine and Israel conflict war. We are in a war over there. War is awful. We are Israel's ally. To support Palestine is to support Hamas, and that is a terrorist organization that is putting nothing into the planet. We don't need terrorists. And had they given the hostages up, this war would have been over months ago. And if you want to get behind sadness, there's millions of children starving to death in Africa. Genocide is being perpetrated against the Uyghurs in China. There are all kinds of valid things to get behind in the world today. And if you're behind Palestine, you're behind Hamas, and you're a pawn. You're being used as a pawn.
I agree, too. I think a lot of these students, I saw a story today in the Wall Street Journal or some other New York, a lot of these students don't know what they're protesting about. They just they don't know what they're protesting. It's a mob mentality. It's the end of the semester. Someone down the hall, hey, let's go. And they're down there, and they're not sure what they're protesting against. Because if you look deeply in this, again, and I know people whose kids are down there, UT students, if you align yourself with this solidarity group of Gaza, you're aligning yourself with the people of Columbia who are shouting death to Jews. What's that saying, guys, from the ocean to the river, whatever that is, that you're aligning themselves with those folks.
That's correct. That is their mission statement. They want all Jews dead, and that is unacceptable. And so they're at war, and war is never attractive, and the sooner it's over, the better.
And I believe, too, what you said, that if they release the hostages, that is a total game changer. And they're American citizens with dual citizenship being held. The guy, he got his arm blown off. He's got to believe dual citizenship. We're talking about some Americans over there. But you release those hostages they took on October 7th, and it will be a game changer.
Kurtz, thank you. Have a good afternoon. 512-836-0590. Also in the news today, President Biden, via the Environmental Protection Agency, has issued new rules on U.S. coal-fired electric generating plants and all new natural gas plants. They have to put new equipment in by 2032. Carbon dioxide emissions at existing coal plants and new natural gas plants must be cut by 90% using new technology, or they are out of business.
This, again, is the administration getting out there before they have everything aligned. Critics of this say the technology is not there to give the Biden administration what it is that they're seeking through this. But the EPA says, no, we know better. It's there. It'll work. There is even internal documents from people within the Biden administration that are like, not sure that we have the technology to carry this out. What is the fast forward? Why are they always fast forward and not go, okay, we eventually want to get there. Here's how we plan to do it. But we will wait and push for the people to get this technology up, working and as fast as possible. Why do they just dive right on into just making the rule first?
Well, I think this is a politics at play at this, too, because of the election. And just hear what the president's Environmental Protection Agency administrator says. Power sector is a major contributor to the pollution that drives climate change and threatens public health. Listen, this is not going to do anything but raise the cost of electricity in this country. It's going to raise the cost all over the country because of the new things they have to put in.
It could be far worse than that, Ed. It could mean widespread power failures all across the country. And the industry is saying that. We may have to shut down these plants, and the appetite for electricity keeps growing rapidly in the United States. where will that energy come from? They're pointing out that data centers consume large amounts. Artificial intelligence uses it.
Bitcoin.
Cryptocurrency, the mining related to that. And there's already a concern we won't be able to generate enough power to meet all those new demands.
Yeah, the head of ERCOT here in Texas talked about exactly what Mark said, the demand for the Bitcoin and AI and in the Permian Basin in the oil and gas industry using large amounts of energy. And they're concerned about where is it going to come from.
512-836-0590, 225. Robin, welcome to KLBJ. How are you, Robin?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I just kind of, you know, I'm sorry, but that section, that sector of the country, I was there in the Mediterranean, Turkey, Egypt in November, just after this happened, was supposed to be able to go to Israel, but of course that went to heck. But those are all countries of similar faith, the Islamic faith, and
what? All right, you're breaking up there. We're losing your connection there. Thank you. Have a good afternoon. 226 now. We'll work in more of your comments. Plus, we have news next on the half hour just ahead. Mark, Melinda, and Ed on KLBJ.
Enjoy the podcasts of Mark, Melinda, and Ed at your convenience. You'll find them on NewsRadioKLBJ.com.
It is 231. Tigers here producing. Thank you for joining us. John is in South Austin. Good afternoon, John. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Yes, sir. Welcome aboard, John.
Well, I just wanted to speak again on the Palestinian-Israeli protest going on. And I think you guys are misinforming your listeners by saying that these guys are, you know, attacking Jewish faculty and they want all Jewish people dead. I don't think they're protesting that. They're just anti genocide, anti-apartheid, you know. I don't see anybody really attacking Jewish students or faculty. I actually see a lot of Jewish people participating in the protest, asking for peace in Palestine and an end to this genocide.
Well, one, I don't think we reported that anyone attacked anyone.
There was a caller that was saying that these mobs, they just want to see all Jewish people dead, and that's false.
I believe there are a lot in New York who want all Jewish people dead. And we've heard members of Congress, not Greg Kazar, but other members of the squad say, you know, they want the Jews pushed into the ocean. They want all of Israel back.
But isn't that what Israel wants to do to the Palestinians?
No.
No, they want.
Why is it that you guys don't touch on topics like, you know, the USS Liberty when Israel attacked America, or how these politicians are paid so much money by AIPAC and these groups? When they get all this money from Jewish people in the state of Israel, like $6 million from Yash that Governor Abbott got, they don't have our interest in mind. They have the interest of the donors of the AIPAC.
2020.
All right, John. Hold on a second. Listen to what Melinda has to say.
Go for it.
You were trying to make a point, and he interrupted you.
He did, and I lost my train of thought.
Okay, all right. Well, John, what do you say is the solution to all of this?
That's hard to say, but we know that we're not okay with our tax dollars bombing innocent women and children. That's what needs to stop immediately.
All right. And John, I suggest to you that you check out the interviews with Jewish students at Columbia. And listen to their reports about how they've been physically accosted at Columbia University. Check that out. Have a good afternoon. Thank you. 512-836-0590.
And you mentioned Mr. Yass. Mr. Yass is about school choice. He has nothing to do with Israel. And his funds to the governor dealt with getting people who wanted school choice. Yeah.
All right. 512-836-0590. Carl wants to weigh in on the announcement by the Biden administration. New rules for coal plants and new natural gas plants. Hello, Carl.
Two double cheese. Yes.
He wants two double cheese there. He wants two double cheese.
Mark is with us at 2:33. Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Good afternoon, guys. How are you today?
Fine. Welcome.
I wanted to get your take on something the way I look at it. I don't see these protests as First Amendment right at all. As a matter of fact, We know that Hamas is in the Gaza Strip, hiding behind hospitals and schools, and there was a terrible, terrible massacre on the 7th of October. But what I see in a lot of these protests, not just at the colleges, but all over in streets like New York or other places where they're having protests, these people are saying, I am Hamas and death to America. I don't see that as freedom of speech. I see that as a terroristic threat towards other human beings. And I don't want to seem paranoid, but I use the laws in Texas, and I have a conceal and carry. And when I, if I were near Texas, I would be afraid when somebody's saying death to America. And my take on it is, this is not a First Amendment right when you're threatening the lives of people.
They true. Are, and, true. And none of the people that were arrested yesterday were arrested for protesting. They were arrested for criminal trespass, which the university had warned them could happen if they got on their property to do their demonstration. So I don't know why the charges were dropped. And this isn't about the First Amendment. That's this was about you're not allowed. We're not giving you the okay to get on our property and do this. You can stand outside and you can voice your concerns. But I agree with you, too. When you start voicing those concerns and it's not for protect the civilians in Gaza and it is death to America or death to anyone or saying I align with a terrorist group, absolutely you should be checked out.
Yes. Linda, I have a lot of respect for what you say all the time. You're a very smart lady, and I appreciate your comments. But the one thing I do see is, you know, when they're starting to talk about killing people, that to me is, it's a whole other ballgame, and it's just got to stop. And the thing is, I know why they didn't keep those people in jail or cite them. All the charges are dropped. We all know that, and that's the DA down in Travis County.
Well, in this case, it was the county attorney, Delia Garza, different office, but she has the same philosophy.
Same mindset, yeah.
Mark, thank you. Have a good afternoon. She rarely prosecutes anyone when you look at the totality of the situation.
And Melinda has it right because unauthorized protests, they didn't recognize this group, this solidarity group, and you've got to go by the rules and regulations, and I think it was pretty black and white by UT officials. You do this, and you're going to be trespassing. And we will take action.
Alan is on 620 with Mark, Melinda, and Ed. Good afternoon, Alan. Welcome.
Good afternoon, you guys. Thanks again for putting on a show like you do. It's just amazing. I love to be able to listen and be able to hear both sides because I think it's important to hear both sides and not just speak out of one side of your mouth and think you know everything that's going on. But the reason that I called is because I'm furious at the lack of knowledge that our public has, and I could blame it on the news for not really reporting the truth, but I also blame ourselves. I'm Jewish, and I blame us for not actually standing up and saying, look, this is a horrible atrocity. No one should have been murdered in the first place, but we're going to stop the war, and the only way to stop the war is to bomb Hamas. And I'm sorry, but they have a vendetta against the Jews. The Jews don't want to destroy and murder Palestinians, but they don't want Hamas to exist. I'm sorry, I'm talking too long. Please.
No, Alan, you're right. And we had the caller a little bit earlier that said Israel just wants to bomb and kill all the Palestinians. And you're exactly right. That's not what it's about. It's about ridding that area of Hamas. Because if you don't, they have been very, very plain, simple, and blunt. We want to kill all the Jews. So why would you allow a group that says that to continue to live and maybe another day have another attack like you had on October 7th? It is nothing about the people. And how many times have we said this? Had Hamas come out, surrendered their weapons, released the hostages, Israel would have accepted that. And they would probably have gone in and imprisoned them. And it would be over. But that's not how Hamas chose to end this. They are the ones that have continued this going on.
Totally. I totally agree with you guys. I really do appreciate hearing both sides. I mean, it's pretty straightforward to me. If you're fighting over land that is very valuable, it's one thing. If you have a ton of extra desert that could be farmed and could be turned into agricultural land. So maybe you could stop having a war. Maybe you could actually stop making bombs. Maybe you could stop fighting each other, and maybe you could try to figure out how to live around each other if possible. If you're going to continue to have war and try to hurt people, you should be obliterated, and I think that's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm. And we cannot dictate, we Americans cannot dictate what Netanyahu and the Israeli government does. Yes, we do
supply them with
we do that with foreign aid. We do that. We give foreign aid to Palestine. We give foreign aid to everybody in the world, it seems like.
We give foreign aid to everybody that hates us.
Right.
So you're right. People like us and hate us alike. We give them all money, which of course isn't their money. It's our money. I want our tax money to be used in a proper way, not to be just thrown around the world to try to buy favor, curry favor.
Alan, thank you. Have a good afternoon. 512-836-0590. Call or text to join the conversation. We go to Jay in Cedar Park. Hello, Jay. How are you this afternoon?
Doing fine. Thank you. Agree totally with what you folks are talking about this afternoon. Melinda made some great points a moment ago. The great Prime Minister Golda Meir, I guess this goes back to the 70s, she said, if we lay down our arms, we will be slaughtered. If the Palestinians lay down their arms, there will be peace. Mm-hmm. And I believe that. The Jews have had it. They have turned the other cheek for decades. They've done their best to try to get along with these people. They drop leaflets out of airplanes before they attack and bomb. I mean, no country on earth has done what the Jews have done to try to get along with their neighbors.
What do you make of it, Ed?
I believe there have been conflict for years and years and years. And what we've seen in the last year, we have seen the Jews, the Israeli government, embrace Saudi Arabia and try to have some normalcy there. And Iran, they don't want that to happen. They don't want Israel and the Saudis to get along and be nice to each other, because that is a threat to Iran and the Iran expansion with Hamas and Hezbollah. And there's no way, shape, or form, I just don't know, I can't grasp it, that someone would say, I'm pro-Hamas, I'm with Hamas. Yes, I don't like to see innocent people die, but this was perpetrated on October 7th. This was started, this most recent conflict, by Hamas.
Jay, thank you. Have a good afternoon. And Iran.
And Iran.
As you correctly noted.
They are the money.
They're orchestrating all of it.
Yes, they're the money behind everything.
512-836-0590, 241, Mark, Melinda, and Ed.
Mark, Melinda, and Ed are on your radio at 99.7 FM or 590 AM. Now, here are Mark, Melinda, and Ed.
Thank you for joining us. It is 245. Tiger is here producing, and this is Jeff on KLBJ. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how you guys doing? I appreciate the program this evening.
Fine, Jeff. Welcome aboard, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, this situation going on with this war, you know, Israel has given up land and given up settlements. The Palestinians have done nothing with it. They voted in Hamas. And, you know, a lot of the northern Muslim countries, they don't even want the Palestinians in there. For some reason, they treat them as lower class citizens. And, you know, and the Palestinian people know Hamas was putting weapons in hospitals and apartments and things like this. And it's a shame that the American people don't have the common sense to break things down and look for what it really is. Hamas started it. Israel going to end it.
Yeah, Israel totally left the Gaza Strip in 2005, and Hamas has been running things since that point, and they refuse to recognize Israel's right to exist. In their mission statement, they say our mission is to destroy Israel, totally destroy them.
The same thing Arafat said when he was in power. You know, the U.S. gave Arafat all this money, and he went and bought planes and helicopters and didn't take care of the Palestinian people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hamas has been very cruel to the people in Gaza for years, but it's tough to fight back when they have all the guns and all the power. Jeff, thank you. Have a good one.
You're right.
All right, have a good day, Jeff. Thank you. New survey of voters out today. Axios, a national survey, 51% of Americans say they favor mass deportations of illegal immigrants. Even 42% of Democrats favor it, and 44% of Hispanic voters favor mass deportations of illegal immigrants.
To me, this is Biden administration, you went too far. You went too far. This poll, it says absolutely the majority of Americans believe in the legal way to get into America, and they do not agree with those that are doing it illegally, and they want to see them removed. I think what the Biden administration did just highlighted that to such a point that you get the majority, including lots of Democrats, that are saying enough is enough.
Yeah, listen to this audio. This is the head of a carpenters union in New York City this morning. This is Bobby Bartles of the Carpenters Union in New York City. He was speaking after Trump made a visit to a construction site. And all of the union workers started chanting, USA, USA, when Trump arrived. Listen to these comments from the leader of their union.
We are very patriotic union, and we are pro-America. So my members right now, I put out a poll in my union. President Trump is leading Joe Biden 3-1 on my presidential poll out of my 9,000 members right now. We are very tired of the situation with groceries, inflation, gas prices, illegal immigration, crime. We're living it every day in New York City.
Yeah, get that. The survey, 3-1 in favor of Trump over Biden. And he went on to say illegal immigration is a huge deal for his union members.
Part of me says the cow is out of the barn on this deal. I believe that Joe Biden has let this country down so badly by allowing so many illegal aliens in the last 3.5 years. I don't know how you accomplish mass deportation without getting people who have been in this country who are illegals themselves but have never become citizens, who are in our society,
you
who have jobs.
You have to ask the question, why have they never become citizens?
I know, but a lot of them never have. I don't think this is attainable. I just don't think this is attainable because you're gonna get people, you're gonna deport people who've been here longer than 3 years. I know exactly, people are frustrated, and I don't think it's sustainable for our country to pick up the slack for all these illegals here. We're seeing it all in major cities. It's not sustainable.
What if he says, we'll start with all of these shelters?
Mm-hmm.
That's attainable.
Okay.
That is attainable. Yeah, that is attainable.
I think you can, especially the amount of people that have come over these last 3 years, I think you have a means to start there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's where the start would be. Okay, we're all of these hotels that all the different cities are paying for, or the shelters, those that have started giving out the work permit cards that shouldn't be getting them. I think that there's different areas where you can start with just the latest batches mm-hmm, that have been mm-hmm. coming in for 3 years.
512-836-0590. Mike is with us on KLBJ. Good afternoon, Mike.
Hi there. I want to know if y'all remember Colonel Curtis LeMay from World War II. He was in charge of the bombing of Japan, and during under his command, he killed more Japanese in one night than both atomic weapons. So what's going on after the war? They asked him, what would happen to you if we had lost? Because we would all be hung as war criminals. So that's what's going on in Gaza. There's war criminals on both sides. So why don't they send in the UN and try to stop this stuff instead of blowing up the place block by block?
All right. Thank you. Did you make any sense out of
that, Ed? Well, I know where he's coming, but again, this was perpetrated on October 7th by Hamas. They're trying to rid of the Hamas terrorists in Gaza. That's what they're trying to do. A lot of innocents have been killed, and war is hell. And a lot of innocents lost their lives in Japan and Germany. And if we would not have dropped those bombs at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they had estimated over 100,000 more American soldiers would have been killed if we would have had to invade mainland Japan. So war is hell, sir. It's bad.
All right, 512-836-0590. You can call, you can text to join the conversation. Here's former President Trump at that construction site this morning before his trial in New York City.
Yesterday, that we're up in every swing state and up by a lot in every swing state. So I think we're going to do very well. Normally, a Democrat will win New York. Biden is the worst president in history, and we have some very bad people here, but we have the greatest people, and they're right behind me. And they all want us to run, and we're gonna run very hard in New York. New York, we have a good chance of winning New York, in my opinion, but we're going to give it a shot.
It's kind of interesting that he's saying that
on
the election, but he's like, I can't get a fair trial in New York.
Got a lot of good people here, got a lot of bad people here.
All right, 512-836-0590. Can he win New York?
It would be
pockets of it, yes.
Dramatic. He can't win New York City, but he can win different parts of the state.
He doesn't need to win a majority of New York City to win the state.
Mm.
He only needs 35% in New York City to win the whole state.
Wow.
Can he do it?
It would be earth-shattering if it did. I don't know. I'd have to look more closely at what's going on.
Well, they didn't put it on the audio cut, but that Bobby Bartles of the Carpenters Union said, we're all lifelong Democrats, but we've had it. We're tired of the money going to the illegal immigrants, and we're going to be voting for Trump.
It was nice to hear a union boss stand with his union members instead of go the opposite.
512-836-0590. We've got news next. It's Mark, Melinda, and Ed on KLBJ.
Most professional exterior paint jobs are guaranteed 2 to 3 years. Rhino Shield is guaranteed for 25 years. It's a ceramic coating that is 8 times thicker than paint. It can be applied over any surface, including wood, bricks, stucco, steel, hardy board, vinyl, even your roof. And right now, receive a 20% discount on your job. Give Anthony and his team a call today for a free quote. Call 855-RHINO-TX or go online, texasrhinoshield.com. That's texasrhinoshield.com.